So in terms of the issues and perceptions that Indigenous Australians might have of traditional healthcare services, what issues do we see cropping up?
So what we know really clearly is if we provide the same services, healthcare services, to Aboriginal people that we provide to other people, that Aboriginal people will fare worse. So it's a kind of surprising thing. We think that if we give everyone the same services that you'd expect to get the same outcomes, and it's just not true for Aboriginal people. And there's a whole range of reasons for that.
Well, going into the reasons, why do we see those results?
So one of the things is that there's, sadly and concerningly in Australia, there is a high degree of racism that exists in our healthcare system, and that, of course, there's been lots of steps put in place to tackle that with training for staff and codes of conduct and so forth, but Aboriginal people, sadly, experience racism all the time in healthcare systems.
Well, not just healthcare systems. After all, as you say there, here in Australia, we do have a pretty prevalent problem with racism. Look, cross-cultural design principles have only been implemented for buildings such as housing, prison environments, but it doesn't seem like there's been really any attention towards improving these medical care spaces. Would that be fair to say?
Yes. So I think it's not just about the physical space, but there's the whole aspects of the design and delivery of the healthcare system. And so a really simple example that I use to explain this problem is that there was a team in Australia who were working to reduce the illicit drug use by young Aboriginal people, and they kind of came up with this great idea for a public health campaign, and they called the campaign Drugs Are Deadly. Now, for people who haven't worked with Aboriginal people before or don't know very many Aboriginal people, they might not know that deadly means awesome. And so essentially this public health campaign that was trying to get young people to take fewer drugs was giving Aboriginal young people the message that drugs are awesome. And so simple things like having a shared understanding of language and a shared understanding of meaning is a very simple thing that we can think about in the design of healthcare services and healthcare messages.
This reminds me of that fabulous campaign where they handed out pencils that say don't do drugs or too cool to do drugs. Then you shave it off and then it says cool to do drugs and then just do drugs. It's not exactly a great message.
Exactly.
So looking at other solutions towards gaining more and better medical outcomes, what kind of research have we seen delivering results?
Well, one of the key things is, in fact, having more Aboriginal people trained as the health professionals and health paraprofessionals in our healthcare system, that they then can help inform their colleagues and create a much more culturally safe healthcare environment, as well as, of course, influencing their family members and their network that healthcare systems are safe and that responding to early to healthcare problems is the best way to get treatment. But what we know is that when people are frightened of healthcare systems, they wait and wait and wait and wait before they access a service, and that by the time they then see a healthcare professional, their condition is such that it might be much harder to treat or it might not be able to be treated at all. And that by building the health literacy of Aboriginal people and families, there's then a much greater likelihood that people will access treatment at the time that they need it.
Not to put too fine of a point on it, but, let's face it, bureaucracy, government in this country doesn't exactly have the best track record when it comes to responding effectively to issues facing Indigenous Australians. They may come up with a quick response, but it's unlikely to be one that gets very many results. Have we looked towards what it would actually involve to improve some of these services and indeed some of the spaces we mentioned before?
Yes. So, as I said, one of the key things is around workforce, and that there's been some very solid work done around increasing the proportion of Aboriginal people in the healthcare professions and paraprofessions, and that really it's about making sure that the barriers, like financial barriers, are addressed and that people have the support through the academic process in case they've been deprived of a good high school education, that they might need some extra building blocks in order to complete the curriculum at university or TAFE. And then, of course, working with families and employers so that the barriers that prevent people completing study can be addressed. In terms of physical barriers, that sometimes healthcare systems have silly rules about, or arbitrary rules, I suppose, about how many visitors can be in an appointment or how much room there is in an appointment room or in a patient's room. And that from a cultural perspective, addressing those spaces so that they can accommodate family members to assist with decision making and healing and recovery are really important kind of physical considerations.
Well, Kylie, obviously, closing the gap in any of these areas, this is a big one, but closing the gap in any of these areas, obviously, incredibly important stuff. Really do appreciate your insight this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much.